Hello everyone, welcome to Telecast with Popey. It's been nearly 2 months since the last one of these I did. Warning, this one might contain mentions of Brexit and politics, so feel free to skip it if that's not your bag. I don't know what I'm going to say, but chances are I'm going to mention it. So the reason I haven't done these for a while is I haven't had a lot of opportunities and empty head moments where I've thought, I know, I'll do a telecast. I've just been thinking about so many different things all the time and so many things on the go that it's difficult to have that kind of empty head space. You'll recall sometimes I record these when I'm sat in the car taking the kids to dancing and football and that kind of thing. And I still take the kids to football and dancing, but often I take my laptop as well, and I fall into the trap of tethering my laptop to my phone and doing some work, or hacking away on something, or reading the news, and I don't do enough of the staring out the window, zoning out, going for a walk, that kind of thing, which often triggers thoughts that make me want to record these things. But it's come to the point where I feel I have enough thoughts that I want to record one of these. So, you probably know, there's an election coming up in the UK, and it's been quite depressing, the whole UK, for the last few years. Not, you know, in such a way that, the whole country is in a depressive mess, but it kind of is, really. So 3.5 years ago, some lunatic decided it would be a good idea to have a referendum on whether we should stay in or leave the European Union. And as you know, 52-48% percent in favour of leaving the European Union. Now, I'm a Remainer. I didn't know I was a Remainer. I didn't realise that Remainer was the phrase until after it became a pejorative term to call people Remainers and Ramoners and Brexiteers. But it seems I am a Remainer. And the reason for that is I consider myself quite European. It doesn't ring with me, that English nationalism that you often see. The kind of thing you see where people get out Cross of St. George flags and are very patriotic about, well, anything. I'm not particularly English patriotic, and I consider myself quite European, having travelled a little bit for work around Europe and met a lot of people around Europe. I kind of align myself more as a European, and I quite like the fact that there were laws introduced into the UK, some of which we were involved in, like the European Convention on Human Rights, and others that we might not have been. I quite like the fact that we get laws from Europe that do things like ensure we have safe products to consume, whether they're things we eat, regulations on how we treat our food and how we manufacture toys. And, you know, there's a ton of things that have come from Europe that I like, and very few things that I don't. And so I think if you're one of those people who appreciate the good things that have come from Europe and don't find it super important that these unelected bureaucrats in Europe are defining our future, then you're typically going to be the kind of person who wants to remain in that club. And I felt when I voted that, yeah, we knew it was going to be tough, and we weren't sure which way it was going to go. And it was close. I know we keep hearing about the 17 million who voted to leave, and we keep hearing about the 52%, as if it's like 80%, as if it's some huge number. But it is a majority. I appreciate that. And it was a referendum, and we were asked a question. And I do honestly believe the country was ill-informed. I'm pretty sure there's a significant number of people who didn't know about all the different organisations that we're part of as part of Europe. Not just the trading bloc, but all the other things to do with like GPS satellites and cancer treatment drugs and all the other things that go along with being part of Europe that we're going to have to find some other way to deal with. And I'm pretty certain most people didn't appreciate that. And so when the whole argument that's often put forward that people were ill-informed or they were lied to or they didn't know what they were voting for, I honestly believe that's true for a large number of people. Now, there are certainly people who were very well informed, people who keep up on these things and who are intricately aware of all of the minutiae of what goes on in Europe and how we're involved and what organisations we're involved with. And some of those people will have been well informed and they will have stridently walked into a polling booth and put a cross in a box and been very confident about that. But I'm certain the vast majority were not. And I am also certain a significant number were lied to by politicians and other lobbying groups on both sides. And that's led us to the result that we got in 2016. We then spent 3+ years, well, 2+ years doing nothing, it seemed. And then at the very last minute, there was a mad rush to try and get a, in inverted commas, deal, an exit strategy from this thing that it seemed the Brexiteers on day one in 2016 really wanted us to just exit immediately. Like we would just stop any trade, stop any agreements we had with anyone, and magically all the paperwork would have been done. And it didn't help that there was no, or what seemed like little planning from the government of the time, which is why, one of the reasons why David Cameron, the Prime Minister that triggered this whole thing, walked away whistling. Because they didn't have a plan. And they still don't properly have a plan. Because all this that they've got up to at the moment, which would take us out at the end of January, all that does is start the process of negotiating to get out. It's just a shambles. So yeah, I do feel like the last few years have been depressive, awful times in the UK. And I appreciate there are some people who are, on the flip side, are celebrating that we're finally getting out of Europe. I'm not quite sure what they see as the advantage. And I really believe they're being lied to about the laws that we can have control over and the things that are in our statute books that we can control. I honestly feel like they're being lied to. And I know a lot of people will say, well, politicians lie. What are you going to do? You know, sure as the grass grows under your feet and a bear shits in the wood, politicians are going to lie. And that's a horrible way to look at the world. So it's all come around to a general election, as I record this, in 2 days. And I've never been a particularly political person. I've been way more political as I've got older. Obviously, I care more about the world as I get older, and I care more about the country I live in and the rules that dictate when and where I can work and what goes on around me. So I'm more involved. And actually, I joined a political party only a few months ago. And I did that because I strongly felt like they needed support. And I don't necessarily have the time to go out and canvass, and I'm not particularly well educated in terms of politics to be able to have stand-up debates with people. So I figured, well, I can throw some money their way. So I joined a political party and I will be voting for them on Thursday. And I hope something good comes out of it. I don't know what that good thing can be, whether the good thing will be another referendum, whether the good thing will be we come out, or whether the good thing will be Article 50 is revoked and we start all over again. I just don't know. I personally, the best case scenario, well, none of them are best case. If we renege on Article 50, then we remain. this will hang over us for years, and people will call it undemocratic. They will have no trust in politicians. But it doesn't matter the others either, because there's always going to be someone who has no trust in politicians because of the outcome. Like, if it went ahead and we pulled out, and then afterwards we discover all those things that we were told, actually, we're not going to get all of those. We'll get some of those things that we were told, but we're not going to get all of them. Then another different 30% of the country will call those politicians liars and cheats and undemocratic. So, and the country is so split, there is no way to have a positive outcome here. It's an absolute catastrophe. And I don't believe the referendum should have been had in the first place. And yes, I believe we were lied to. And yes, I believe the outcome was wrong as a result. But we are where we are. And it's horrible. It's awful. And I hope something can be done in the new year that will fix this. But I somewhat despair, because I can't see any positive way out of this. And no politician, no matter what they say, has a positive message on this. I don't believe Boris. I don't believe Corbyn is honest, and I don't believe Lib Dems can get a majority in Parliament. So we lose in every single way. Wow, this was a positive telecast, wasn't it? 11 minutes of me rambling on about Brexit. Oh dear. Well, I hope things are all good with all of you, and everyone's getting ready for the end of the year when we take a bit of time off and spend time with our families, because I'm certainly going to do that. I'm very fortunate in that the company I work for shuts down for a chunk of time over the holiday period, and so I get to spend some time at home playing video games, playing with ThinkPads, seeing the family, not necessarily in that order. yeah, you know, ThinkPads at the top. And eating too much, and going for walks, and all that kind of nonsense. But I hope everyone else has a good end of the year. I don't know that I'll have another one of these before the end of the year, because I'm not really in the mood. Hope everyone's okay. See you soon. Bye.